Forget the stereotypical healer with flat shoes, lots of scarves and no makeup, and take a look at the high-heeled healer, Anne-Marie Woodall. She's just published a new book, Secrets of a High-Heeled Healer, that promises to help you find purpose, passion and adventure in your life. Much of her book is based on her own experiences, and it all stems from a heartbreak in the past.
I was married for 13 years and I tried everything to try and make the relationship work. I didn't know how to make it work. I got really thin and I got really fat and then I worked really hard. I had an affair to try and make him jealous. It didn't work. And then one day, after thinking, what am I going to do? I went to see Shirley Valentine, a one-woman play in London that was absolutely incredible. And I remember looking and thinking, Willie Russell had been watching me in my life. You know, she was talking to the wall. And what my biggest fear was that one day the wall might talk back. So after seeing that particular play, I decided to do a Shirley. And I ended up booking on a Caribbean cruise and not coming back for a while. And while I was on my trip, I lost 15 pounds straight away. It's called divorce weight. And I actually used all my credit cards up to actually run away and think in running away that I could find a place that would be safe for me, where I would be loved. And thinking, well, that'll get his attention. However, it didn't. When I actually came back to the country, obviously he'd had a little fling as well. And this girlfriend that he had was now pregnant. So I had to think, what do I do now? And I didn't know where to look. The books then were all about depression and anxiety. But I wasn't depressed and anxious. I just wanted to understand relationships. And that's why I do what I do. Because over the years, I've worked with the best teachers and gurus and trainers all over the world to bring this model into English without the psychobabble to the best of my ability. I went to tarot readers and crystal healers, and it didn't work until I actually looked into my own psychology. And I went to a workshop called Love and Success, The Easy Way. And I didn't even know what a workshop was. I thought a workshop was actually where you made shelves and wrought ironwork, where you'd meet a guy in a grubby brown overall with a pen behind his ear in the Sun newspaper. And I didn't realise until I went into this workshop that this is where you'd understand about yourself. And for me, it was like opening my head up and just giving me a watering can full of information. I understood why I do the things I do. I understand my roles. I understood what my needs were. I went on this vast training for nearly 10 years looking at different models to actually help me move on. But in the process, my life is just is so adventurous. It's fantastic. You know, I work in the reservations in Canada. I work in the mountains in Austria. I work on a Caribbean cruise ship now, which is really funny, actually talking to would-be Shirleys. And I've been working down the townships in South Africa too. You know, so from this biggest heartbreak, actually, I found my purpose. And what I teach now in the groups that I do is wherever your biggest heartbreak is, underneath it is hidden is your purpose.
Now, you styled yourself the high-heeled healer. What's all that about?
Well, I was working in Frankfurt for a company called Frankfurter Ring, and it's a big personal development company, been going about 30 years. And as you can hear, I have an accent, and when I get really nervous, I speak really quickly. And I was given a lecture to about 150 people with German translators. The poor translators when I think about it, because when I get nervous, I sound like Cilla Black on speed. Anyway, when the break came up, this great big German woman came waddling up and said, "Excuse me," she said, "I have been doing this healing work for many years. I have been to this Frankfurter Ring and seen many, many healers, but I have never seen a healer in high heels." And I thought, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you, because what a brilliant name. Because from my past life as a playboy bunny in casinos and very dramatic and fast life, to have a name like that was just perfect. So I just laughed and thanked her very much. And I thought, one day I'll use that. And when I decided to write the book, I thought, hey, Secrets of a High-Heeled Healer, let's go for it. And that's how I got my name.
And how important do you think it is to sort of build on that image? Because you don't look like the traditional healer. You know, you've got no sandals, no sort of floppy clothes and all the rest of it. Is that an important part of getting the message across?
Yes, it's a new kind of healer. It's a healer that likes a glass of wine. It's a healer that likes to play. It's a healer that is actually on the planet, not playing upstairs, you know, with just energies. It's about being on the planet and being happy and just being out there and really authentic. You know, you're allowed to be glamorous. It's not to like negate the glamour of who you are and the beauty of who you are. And this is like, I call my friends, we go on workshops and we give them together, and it's a high-heeled healer and the healerettes, and we have a laugh. You know, it's about bringing it all together for the man in the and woman in the street, and the kids, of course.
That's Anne-Marie Woodall, author of Secrets of a High-Heeled Healer.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.